aside in understanding the these parshiyos, Shmos Va'era Bo B'Shalach Yisrael, I think the fundamental aside is in the Chiddushi Harim, first Gerav Rebbe. He says a very short line, but it encompasses all the parshiyos. Ba'asara ma'amaros nivra ha'olam. The world was created with 10 sayings. Vayom elokim, vayom elokim, vayom elokim. Parshas Bereishis. 10 sayings, 10 ma'amaros, 10 giluyim. A mimer is a gilui of Hashem's rotzen to create a world. As the Ramchal explains, to create a world that has the ability for man to be boicher de toiv, and therefore he'll be the baal of his own schar, he'll get reward in Olam Haba, which will be the gili of Hashem Yisbarach himself. 10 ma'amoros was necessary in order to create the world. Then there are Eser Makas. There are 10 Makas, which happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and which caused the Geula. And then there is Aseres Hadibris, Matan Torah, who gave us the Torah, gave us our mission, and what the Tachlis is, and where our Bechira lies, to choose what's written in the Torah or not to choose what's written in the Torah. So it's the 3 sets of 10. The Sora Mamoris, the Eser Makis, the Seres Adibris. And he says that the 10 Makis were to be Megala, the Asura Mamoris. They came to reveal the Asura Mamoris the world was created with, and to show that behind the Asura Mamoris there's Aseres Hadibris that gives it a kiyum. The world exists and is created every day, anew, through the Aseres Hadibris. But that is the neshama of the world. The Asara Ma'amaris, the neshama is the Aseres Hadibris, and Hashem was megala that by giving the Eser Makis in Mitzrayim. That's basically what the Chiddush Harim says. It's like a blueprint. All these parshas, these 3 sets of 10 are interrelated. So Ma'amaros Nivra Ha'olam, the Dibris are the neshama of those Ma'amaros, and Tzias Mitzrayim with the Makos Umegala, that it's the Torah that sustains everything in the world. That's our Ma'amaros. A little bit just to talk about the Lashonis. Asara Ma'amaros. The Lashon of Amira. And then there's Aseres Hadibris, the Lashon of Dibur. Is it called Dibur because you don't want to use Ma'amaros again? So So we have to make up another word and say, oh, that, let's call it dibris. If you say asar ma'amaras, and then asar dibris, you use also asar ma'amaras. So then we won't know what you're talking about. So we have to create a new word called dibris. No, that's immature thinking. That the asar ma'amaras are called ma'amaras because they're ma'amaras. And as I said, dibris are called dibris because they're dibris. What's the difference between a mimer and a dibber? Amira is a Lashon Raka. Where do you find that the Lashon of Vayomer and Amira is like a light? Light, not heavy, intense. It's more light. You know, the light beer. Or, you know, it's not as heavy and intense. Kos amar leves Yaakov, v'sagez livnei b'nei Yisrael. The Matan Torah says, Kos amar leves Yaakov, v'sagez livnei Yisrael. Amira, Rashi says, is Lashon that's softer. Beis Yaakov, to the women, you got to speak soft. But to the men, speak v'sagid, like giddim. What are giddim? Remember we spoke about it? Sinews. It's hard. When they dry up, you use it for tying a tefillin. Tefillin, giddim. Giddim are hard. So you see the comparison between an amira and hagodah is gidim, sagid is more of a strong lashon, stronger lashon. So asara ma'amaras means it's soft. It's not so demanding. It's not do it or else. You're going to get a reaction. It's soft. Hashem created Teva. With Giluyim of Ayoymer. That means it's, when you say someone's like speaking to you in your face, that means, like, the awesomeness is like, ooh, it becomes compelling, what he says. And you feel there's like a little coercion in there. Do it or else. That's not ma'amaras. The world was created with ten ma'amaras means it's a mimer. An ace. That's compelling. That's called an aberration of nature. It's supernatural, a supernatural event, like everyone goes, oh, wow. Then he's, you know, Yom Suf splits 12 parts, plus the other 50 nisim that you have, that little Haggadah that shows you that happened at Kriyas Yom Suf. 50 nisim. Crazy. You know, if you say, I'm a believer, that's it. But nature itself is Hashem hiding behind it. There's laws of nature. Who says Hashem is running anything? He's not Megala himself. It's like the game of hide and seek. You know, he's hiding and you have to seek him out. He's Behesta. That's what Teva means. Mefarshim say Teva is from the Lashon of Tubu B'Yamsuf. What's Tubu?
Drowned.
Underneath the water. Teva is something, there's something underneath the water. That's Hashem. He's in hiding. He's in concealment. But it's enough that if you look hard, you'll find him. If you're really looking for it, you'll find him. It's like the Tchelis. You know, the color of the tchelis of the tzitzis reminds you of the yam, the color of the yam, and the yam reminds you of the color of the rekia, and the rekia reminds you of the color of the kisei akovet. You'll get there if you look for it. It might take a while. But if you're seeking, you'll find out. You'll see the kisei akovet. The kovet shemayim that's really molech el eretz kavayta. If you look. But if you want to turn a blind eye, or the shoychad of this world and all its pleasures and all its decadence that it seems to offer, and the choreography of the culture, they dance in front of you, organized dancing and song, the sparkle blinds you and you become shoychad, then you won't see Hashem. The Navi says, just pick up your eyes and see who created it. It just came by itself. Lift up your eyes. But if you don't want to lift up your eyes, then you don't see. Avram decided to lift up his eyes. And he saw. He looked at all the nature and said, Ra bira dolakas. And he said, Mi bara es ela. He said, who's the bala boss? Mi bala bira. Someone got to be running the show here. This is not by itself. And Hashem appeared to him and said, oh, you want to know? Okay, here I am. But the Teva is Ma Morris. Well, you know, you can never think about Hashem if you don't want to your whole life. There are people who don't believe in Hashem. That's the Lashon of Amira. It's light. Dibros, the Lashon of Dibur, is a Lashon Kosha, by Yedabir. In what way is it Kosha, more demanding? Well, at the service of Dibros at Matan Torah, Atoha Esa Ladaske Hashem Elohim Ain Oid. Hashem opened up the Zion Rikim. You saw Koilesu Brokim Vanana Lahar Vakal Shofar Holech Vachosek. Wow. Parchonish Masim. There was Tchisis Amesim at Har Sinai. Parchon Nishmasim. He gave that service at Dibris. This wasn't a soft calling. This was a Gilui. Ata Harezel Ladas. Hashem Elohim. I'm not just saying, take it and read it over, think it out, you know, you got plenty of time. This is it. This is Mamet Har Sinai. It's now or never. You have the clarity from Clarity Land that this is the Emes. That's called Dibur. Dibur means when someone speaks to you and expects a change in your life. Till now you had this hanhogo. Now you have to be changed hanhogo. You can't continue doing the same thing. That's called dibur. Pasuk yadber amim tachtenu. Yadber, to be doiver, means to be manhig, to be noihig, hanhogo. I expect a reaction from it. A Kabbalah that You're going to do something. That the chokhmah should not be more than your maisim, that you know something that's a truth and you say, yeah, not for me. But it's a truth. A truth. Yeah, not for me. That's not dibris. Dibris means I'm giving you Yad Ber Amim Tachteinu, Hashem will lead the nations under us. We're in charge. That's dibur. There's a hanhoga. I expect you to do something from it. It's hard talk. And I want a reaction from it. That's matan Torah. That's the difference. That's the revelation of matan Torah. Shebuchabonu mikol ha'amim anasal lanu was Torah so. You're chosen people for what? What are you chosen for? To lead your life according to the Torah. To align yourself to what the Ratzon of Hashem is. And you have to learn it. We're called the people of the book. People of the book, that's what we're called. The Goyim will say, people of the book. What book? Torah. What are you sitting learning the whole day for? That's our life. To know what Hashem wants from us. What is it? How do you build a sukkah? Where does it say sukkah? It says build a sukkah. What is that? You have to have a mesachta to find out what it's to mean to build a sukkah. Hashem wants you 7 days to sit in the sukkah. How big? How tall? How does it work? We have to know what Hashem wants from the Torah. So we sit and learn. We're people of the book. That means you have to lead your life a certain way. It's not take it or leave it. This is it. It's a starkeit. That means you have to toil. Amelus. What are we being armel in? In a relationship with Hashem. A relationship. As Hashem says, very interesting in the difference between Dibur and Amira. With the word Amar, if you have a person opposite you and you speak, you could say, Hu Omar El Yankel. He spoke, he talked. Hu Omar El Yankel. That's Masudah to say that, Hu Omar El. Could you say Hu Omar Im Yankel? We have Israelis here, so they could tell us the truth. You can't say Hu Omar Im Yankel. Oh, doesn't work. Hu Omar Im. But let's take the word Dibir. Daber El Bnei Yisrael. You could say El. That works. Could you say Daber Im B'nai Yisrael? No, you could say it. So Dibur works L and an M. Communication. But Amar, you could only say L, but you can't say Im. Why is that? Why should it be that way? Because if I'm asking you to lead your life according to what I say, And for you to do that, it's deeper, it's challenging, and it's difficult. It ain't easy. That means I'm saying to you, have a relationship with me. I'm not talking to a machine or a robot. The purpose of my telling you this, if it's a dibur, is because I want a relationship with you. I want you to grow. I want you to change. If you listen to what I say, we have a relationship. That's what dibur is. Because dibur is hard. It's a hard call. I want to see something change in you. This is going to change your life. That's dibur. That's hu dibur im. Hu dibur el. But it is an im there, which means a relationship. Im means with. With. El means two. You could be standing two, far away, two. It's not im. Before techno. But Omar means it's L. Towards you. It has nothing to do with automatic relationship. Because I'm not demanding. I'm Omar. I'm a soft talker. Soft. I'm offering you, but I'm not demanding. Offer. It's a nice offer. Take it. You know, you're not interested. It's like a bench. You know. I couldn't talk. You know. The difference between Mamoris and Dibris is Hashem created a world of Teva. It's Mamoris. It's soft talk. If you're looking for me and you seek me out, you'll find me. And if you're really looking, I'll show you. I'll help you find me. That's Teva. That's the Sora Mamoris. Just a mimer. Dibris is already a relationship. A relationship with Hashem. He's going to megala himself and show you that I am the Ein Oid. Ato Reisu Ladaski Hashem Lekim. What I'm giving you, Mamash, a Gilui from Giluyim. And with that, I'm saying, here's the Torah. Dibris. Toil. Work. This is what I expect you to do, my Am. Be my Am. Dibris, it's im. It's a relationship. Mamaris is just L. The L. You look hard, you'll find it. You'll see Hashem there too. Then you could forge a relationship like Avram did. He didn't have the gili of Matan Torah. He found Hashem through the L. But we were there to have the Ato Eis Adas Ki Hashem Elokim. That's why one is called Dibris and one is called Mamoris. Being at Matan Torah and being a Yid means that you have a relationship with Hashem, with the infinite, with the Borei Olam, the Or Ein Sof, whatever words you want to use. We merit it to be that. If you're a Yid, you have an in relationship. Not just an L relationship. Hashem was megala to the whole Klal Yisrael and to the world during the Makis. That there's someone who's a bala boss over the Teva. If you ain't looking for me because you're busy with other things, well, I'm going to show you. See, you'll get the idea that I'm the Borei Olam. Hashem was Megalan the Makas the Asara Mamoris. Who's the Bala boss of the Asara Mamoris? Each one of those Makas were connected to Mamoris. The Svarim explained it. The first Maimer of Bereshis, Bereshis. That was the ultimate Makas Bechoris, the Rashis. Killing the Bechor of Mitzrayim and everything that's a Rashis. Second thing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Or. The Or. That was Makas Choshech. Makas Choshech. To show that who thinks creates the Or. And there the Midrashim talk about that there was a Gili of the Or Agonas, that first Or. And the Choshech was a real Choshech, the Miyomesh Choshech, you could feel the Choshech. That was the Choshech of my separations, was just not a lack of darkness, the lack of the sun. It was a real Choshech. Basically, Hashem was Megala, then on top of all those Ma'amaris, behind it is me. Me. Ani Yotzei B'soch Mitzrayim. Am Elokim B'chol Ha'aretz. And once we realize that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam behind everything, then Hashem gives us the Aseres HaDibur, which tells us now, tells Megala, who's the Bala Boss? On the Ma'amaris, here's the Aseres HaDibur. This is the mission statement. The Dibris. The Dibris are Makayim the Ma'amaris. It gives chiyus to Teva, the world that we live in, the world that we do everything in. It's all because a stock will be a raisa, ubara alma. Hashem looked into the blue, the Torah, which is the blueprints of the world. It's a mitzvah kibbut of aim, so I gotta create parents. There's a mitzvah of maisa, so I gotta create tavua. There's a mitzvah of tzitzis, so I gotta have sheep with wool. Blueprints! You look at the blueprints, and then you create it. You build a house from the blueprints. That's a stakel beraisu baralma. And that showed us what the whole Asar Ma'amar is about. So in a nutshell, the Chiddush Yerim says, the Asara Ma'amaras were in his gala by the Aseres, the Eser Makas, and it showed that the Torah is the Chiyus. Hashem uses the Torah as the Chiyus for everything in Teva, for the Aseres Ma'amaras. That's what we have to think about when we go through these parshas. The Teva is not Teva. Don't be fooled. Don't take the sheikh out, it blinds you. All the cravings that the human body craves for, it's only a dimming. It's not the tachlis. Again, if you know how to use it, and it's baruch shem kavod malchus, like we spoke about the other day.